Okay, good. Rabbi Sa, we're continuing. Simon Tovresh Chov Gimel. Say that Tfilas Ne'ila. We're continuing with Ne'ila. Ne'ila, yeah. Interesting halachas, Ne'ila. As we know, the Tfilah, which is the only time of year that there is a Tfilas Ne'ila. Obviously, the only time of year that there is a additional fifth Tfilah. And obviously, a normal day being three Tfilahs. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, four Tfilahs. And the only time of year that is a fifth Tfilah is Ne'ila. He's got very various halachas about the timing and other aspects, and let's see what the halachas of Ne'ila, what the halachas of Ne'ila are. See if Aleph le Ne'ila oimer Asher v'Kadosh ve'eno imru v'litzien. So in Ne'ila we say Asher, we say Kadosh, we do not say v'litzien. V'kvar kosafte minik b'minilis enu loimer Asher v'litzien. Good, in Ne'ila we discussed yesterday that the Ramah holds the minik is to say. So we do, right? You called it a warm up. I like that expression very much. Asher v'litzien before Ne'ila. That's good. Good. Now, the timing. When is the right time for davening Ne'ila? What's the right time? When is it going to be? So, what time? What's the halachic timings of Ne'ila? So here it is. Zman tefilas Ne'ila kshachamo b'roish ha'ilonos. The time of Ne'ila is when the chamo, meaning when the sun, b'roish on top of ilonos of the trees. Kedesh yashlim oisa somuch l'shkias ha'chamo. So that you should complete it before Shkias HaChama. So again, the time of Ne'ila is when the sun is on top of the trees, and you should complete it, should be finished, you should complete it somuch, approximately by Shkias HaChama.
Complete the whole thing.
We don't do that. Because if you were to complete by Shkias HaChama, you're going to then have a gap of quite a long time until it's actually Nacht. So I have attended Minyanim like this in Eretz Yisrael. I remember attending. Yeah, it's a shorter gap than here. So the way it looks then is that you've got Ne'ila starting when, after Mincha, by definition, and it can't be that early. It's always going to be, you know, around the same time than we do over here. And then you've got a very short window to, as Shulchan Aruch says, to complete Ne'ila. You are then finishing Ne'ila around Shkias HaChama time. How long is from Shkias HaChama till Nacht? Motzei Yom Kippur? You've got about another 45 minutes, right? So when you've completed Ne'ila, you then have 45 minutes to get through Nacht. So what are you going to do then? Yeah, so that's, but like, sounds like the most, you know, the most special moment, the climax of the year is Yom Kippur. And the climax of Yom Kippur is Ne'ila. And what does everybody do? Okay, let's have a fag outside. You know, kind of thing. So it's a bit like, let's just go forward. So what happens in that particular place that I remember that but when you get to the Shkias HaChama, so then there's one additional tefillah which we say, which you can stretch out to some extent, which is Avinu Malkeinu. So you do posuk by posuk, you do Avinu Malkeinu posuk by posuk, which, you know, with great kavana, you can say, but it doesn't take 40 minutes either. But then you're already reaching towards the Shemus, you schlep out the Shemus, and then perhaps you say one more kapitel Tehillim, Shemalos, you'll find something to do, which is inspiring and meaningful, but it's not, because Ne'ila is very, very, very rushed. Extremely rushed Ne'ila. You suddenly get to Shkias HaChama, end of Ne'ila, and then you're going to stretch out. That's really what the Shulchan Aruch's. In England, you can't really do it. I mean, you can do it, but it's not done. Because the gap between Shkias HaChama and Nacht is how long? How long is from Shkias HaChama to Nacht here? It's even more, yeah. It's like close to 50 minutes. Yeah?
So you'd give a midas that we say after the Chazal Tashat should be said the time the ace rots on for those you'd give.
Which would be, surely.
Is at night time.
Isn't it?
He's not the
Ace Rotson
for those things to say in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's why we always say you
sleep
so early in the morning or so late at night.
Because it's the Ace Rotson. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see what he says. I'm just saying that the Meister, the Minig, is very often not like the Shulchan Aruch. We don't do it like that. We don't finish Ne'ila by Shkias HaChama. The Mishtibu does point out, there's many mefarshim. Although no worries about it. The Bach And the Magen Avraham and Avraham Chaim, they said, it's no, you don't have to rush. It's okay, it's okay. As long as you start at the right time, you can continue Ne'ila well until after Shkin. That's pretty much what, I think that's what generally the meaning is. I think so, no? Have you heard of any place which is makpid to finish Ne'ila? Yeah, Sofshis Chamo. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah, Oichadamis, yeah. So continue the Shulchan Aruch. Tzorich Shliach Tzibur lekatzev eslichas v'psukim shem emtza tefila. The Shliach Tzibur should shorten the slichas. In the middle, it should be shorten and v'gam ein loy limshech b'tefilas ne'ila kol teva v'teva. Ne'ila should not be what we call schlept. Don't schlep out ne'ila. A kol teva v'teva, every single word. Kederech shemoshech b'shar tefillas. Interesting, I never knew that other tefillas you are meant to schlep. But here it says, don't schlep ne'ila as much, every word by ne'ila like you schlep rest of davening. Interesting, no? So he says, don't, kederech shemoshech b'shar tefillas. Kedei shigmo kodim shkezacham, that you should finish on time. Yeah, so that's what he says. Now, Rama also adds, I don't know if it's the Rama, but in bracket it's added, what do we say instead of Kosvenu? We say, Chosmenu, you should sign up. What happens if a person failed to say Chosmenu? If he said Kosvenu, does it matter? Person say Kosvenu instead of Chosmenu?
It's very hard to remember.
It's not Ma'akev. Of course it's not Ma'akev, and it doesn't matter if a person said Kosvenu instead of... Now the Mishnah Berurah here says an inspiring few lines. I mean, Sifkot and Gimel. Four lines from the top. V'izdariz me'oid b'tfilezu, ne'ile shebedavim with great his oiros. Ki, because... Tachlis kol aseres yimei tshuva, the aim, the goal of all the aseres yimei tshuva, Yom Kippurim. The climax of aseres yimei tshuva is, of course, Yom Kippur. V'tachlis Yom Kippurim utfilas ne'ila. And the aim, the goal, the focus, that's right, of Yom Kippur is, of course, tfilas ne'ila. Shakoil hoylech achra chitum. These are the famous words, often quoted. Everything goes according to the end. When you start off something, you always say that, you know, everything goes according to the beginning. Everything goes according to the end, you know. The contract is only meaningful. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. You know, a contract is only valid once it's signed. The chesima, the brocha, is only valid once it's the ending. Ve'im loy achshav. If not now, when? When are you going to do tshuva? When are you going to get anywhere in life? If not by ne'ila. Lochein, afim chola shumach mazatayinit, even a person is weakened from the fasting. Mikol makom nevertheless. Yezo kegibor chalotz, we should strengthen himself. Lispal machshova zakoy, should daven with great, pure machshova and intentions and thoughts. Uvuro lekabel al atzmo, to accept on himself. Gidrei tshuva be'emes, a person should genuinely do tshuva and accept on himself. Tshuva, haboli tayer, and a person who really tries to purify himself, Messiah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Ve'chosen b'sef v'chaim tovim will be signed in the book of good life. Yeah. Now, interesting, I have a kasha on the next line. The Mishnah Berurah now, full stop, kind of, new point. Yesh levat la'minek she'akum madlik aneiros etzorech amiras piyutim b'ne'ileh. So you're not allowed, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed. During the ileh, it seems to be a widespread minek to ask a goy to light the candles. We're talking about before electricity was around, before Mr. Newton came. So we want to know how it's going to be dark in shul. Sorry. Thank you. And Newton did what?
Gravity.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. So before that, it was electricity in the shuls. So on Friday night, it's no worries because you've got the candles, right? On Shabbos morning, you open the windows and you're fine. What do you do on Ne'ila? It's pitch dark. What are you going to do? How are you going to have light in shul Ne'ila? How are you going to have light in shul Ne'ila? They don't last for that long.
Not
No, they can't last for that long.